This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back. I am Brad Brown. We head to Australia today to talk some cycling with Crystal Hockley. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for downloading the podcast, and thank you for being part of TKE. It is massively, massively appreciated. I'm working hard to serve you better. If there's something you think we can improve on here at the Kona Edge, I'm all ears. Pop me an email, brad@thekonaedge.com. We've got some cool things in the pipeline as well. Some of the other businesses that I own and am involved in, we're going to be doing some stuff here on the Kona Edge for. So keep an ear out for that. And if it sort of tickles your fancy, I'd love for you to support what we're doing outside of the Kona Edge as well. But more on that in an upcoming episode. Let's talk some biking today with Crystal Hockley. Let's chat some biking here on the podcast, and we head back to Australia to catch up with Crystal Hockley. Crystal, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
Crystal, your bike, as it stands now in the three disciplines, where would you rate your bike?
Oh, my bike is definitely my strength. It's something that, I've always been fairly strong at.
Why is that? Has it come pretty naturally to you, or would you put it down to just tons and tons of hard work?
No, I think it's something that came fairly naturally to me. I've been asked that question a few times, and to be honest, I don't know. I don't think there's anything in particular that I've done. It's just always been something I'm pretty strong at.
I mean, you mentioned in our last chat how hard you're working on your swim, that you are swimming every day. Having a strength, one out and out strength in the sport, is it easy to sort of back off on that and focus on the others where the weaknesses are, or do you still put in a ton of hard work on the bike?
I go through, I guess, different blocks where I will do a little bit of focus on the bike, but I guess because it is my strength, I can back off a little bit and focus on the other disciplines. But I still definitely do put a bit of time into my biking though.
Looking at your bike and the improvements you've made over time, can you narrow it down to a handful of things that you think have really made a difference that have helped you get stronger on the bike during your triathlon career?
Yeah, definitely. For me, I think probably one of the most important things is getting a power meter, starting to ride to power. That made a massive difference, and just, learning how to use that. And then for me, also getting a correct bike fit. We are lucky enough to have a pretty good guy over here in Sydney who's been fitting us for 3 or 4 years now, and just going and getting those adjustments as your body changes over time to make sure that you're in the best position possible has made a big difference for me, I think.
You mentioned in our first chat as well that one of your biggest frustrations was exactly that you didn't go back and get it checked, and you were uncomfortable on the bike, and eventually it turned out your saddle, your seat had moved, and you weren't in your normal position. How often would you do one of these bike fits? I mean, people go get a bike fit so someone does it 3 years later, they're still riding the same setup. Is it something you do every season? Is it something you do every few months?
It's something that I do at least once every 12 months. I would like to go and do it every 6 months, but I think you've just kind of, I guess last year taught me you've got to keep a bit of an eye on things. So if you're starting to feel uncomfortable, then go and get a bike fit, and see. Or if you feel like your body's changed a bit, then, maybe you need to get fitted again. Or even if you've had a break from training and you're going back, then maybe you're not as flexible or something like that. So I think, it's pretty important to get it done if there's been any major changes in what you're doing.
Talk to me a little bit about your favorite workouts, what you absolutely love doing on the bike.
On the bike, my favorite workout would be hills. I love hill repeats. So say 5 times 8 minute hill repeats. We've got some pretty good hills where I live, and I love that. That'd be my favorite. And also I like nice flat TT efforts. They're pretty fun too.
Do you most of your riding outdoors, or do you do a fair bit on the indoor trainer as well?
In the last 12 months, I've started doing a lot on the indoor trainer. A few reasons: safety. It's just, especially when you're doing the high intensity efforts, I just feel like it's a lot safer, and you can hit your numbers and sit at your numbers. And yeah, just the convenience of it as well. I guess I do a lot of riding on Zwift and things like that. So it just makes things pretty easy. Just jump on the trainer and off you go.
Absolutely. Tell me a bit about your setup. What bike are you riding? Are you big into gadgets and gear? What's your setup look like?
So I'm on a Liv Giant bike. So I got that about a year and a half ago, and I love it. And I run what's my power? I mean, I've just forgotten what it is. And then just the Garmin, I just use a Garmin head unit with my power meter. So, yeah, that's about it really. But I love my bike.
Brilliant. Well, Crystal, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking a little bit about your run next time.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.